La bicicleta, la autobús,
el All right. And le bouche. We have a couple of voicemails here. Let's get to those, shall we? I have to find them.
You need some peppy introduction music to your voicemails.
You know, I used to have that. I basically, back on the old Callbox 7, we used to do a voicemail song, which if you've ever listened to the QCast boys, it's basically their voicemail song, but I just replaced every instance of QCast with Callbox 7.
Ah.
So it was basically Kevin B, and then we
that
badly...
would be the big fatty method,
yes,
of podcasting.
Yes.
Steal what you can and make it your own.
Exactly. Uh-huh. All right, here's our first voicemail.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
La bicicleta, la autobús.
I don't understand that Mexican.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to episode...
I'm confused, Big Fatty.
Welcome to episode 371 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 7th of July, 2009. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope you're... Tuesday is going well, y'all. It's a full moon today, and boy, are we starting it off right, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you can fuck it up earlier, quicker than anybody I know. I know. Well, y'all, what can I say? Fucking it up with Big Fatty. Fucking it up with Big Fatty. What's going on? Y'all, before I go any further, and this is not going to be blowing it out with Big Fatty, but y'all, I will be so damn glad when they are done. I've got something caught in my teeth. Oh, it's poppy seeds. Y'all, I had a hamburger and on the pop, one of those delicious bakery fresh poppy seed rolls. It was delicious. But I will be so damn glad when this Michael Jackson stuff is over. Y'all, this is bigger than the damn president dying. I mean, it is endless. And I mean, they're just going to continue to... I mean, the man sang, okay? And then he was just bizarro. And, you know, I know I'm going to piss off some people, but, you know, I don't care. Because this is what Big Fatty thinks. Oh, Big Fatty, you sound like the Hats. That's what Larry Klaus said to me this afternoon. Well, you know, this may be one of those times I agree with the Hats. This is just fucking nutso. And 1.5 million people want to go to this funeral, and they, you know, the lucky ones get to go see it on a TV screen. Well... You know, you can sit in your fucking house and watch it on a TV screen, but... He was on that dope! It was the dope that did it. It was the dope! You know, that's what the Hats would say. It was the dope. In fact, that may be the title of today's show, because y'all, it is, and how appropriate that the Michael Jackson funeral is on a full moon. Y'all, it only made sense. It is all fucking lunacy, and you know, you can't have lunacy without luna, and that means moon. I think that's Mexican for moon. I don't know, but y'all, let it in, for the love of God. All right, y'all, I was listening to Archer. On Monday, y'all, he's evidently gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And by cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I do not mean that he has changed cereal. Because, you know, he's still eating the Cheerios. But, y'all, he now is a bird watcher. I'm a bird watcher. I'm a bird watcher. Here comes one now. And, you know, I'd like to just, for Archer, I would like to send the bird to him that he hasn't seen. And y'all, please join me in making sure that Archer gets to see the bird that he hasn't seen. Okay. And if you have any complaints about that, you can write to P.O. Box. Never mind. But y'all, I am sick and tired of the Michael Jackson thing. And I knew that was coming because y'all, I've just finished eating. Y'all, I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say that Big Fatty missed Teresa in the Seattle's birthday yesterday. I'm hanging my head in shame. Big Fatty, you forgot my birthday on Monday the 6th. Well, y'all, that's okay because there is a podkister. Oh, God. Me. I think Ricky's rubbing off on me. Me. But there's a podkister that thinks that the 7th of April is Wednesday. You know, I'm not going to mention any names, but anyway. And they've raised a revolver to their temple, and I volunteered to help squeeze the trigger. It's all very inside. If you don't understand it, blame it on the full moon. Blame it on the Jackson coverage, okay? Blame it on that. Blame it on Big Fatty, you know. y'all... Ooh, I'm just snotty all of a sudden. Y'all, I've got a little breaking news.
This is into the Fat Cave. If you like chicken, center, Friday is Cow Appreciation Day.
Y'all, this Friday, July the 10th, is chow. God. Is Cow Appreciation Day at the Chick-a-Fil, y'all. And evidently, if you dress up like a cow on Friday and go to your local Chick-a-Fil, you will receive a free combo meal. Now, y'all, I tried to go over to the www, but it is down. The website has busted. It's burnt. It's not burnt. It's not working right. But y'all, it is the 5th annual Cow Appreciation Day, and it's this Friday. And you can show your appreciation for the cows while eating more chicken. Put on your best cow costume and join us for free fun on Friday, July the 10th. Don't have a costume? We'll make your own using our handy starter kit. Plus, you can add to the excitement by entering the kids' photo contest. Woohoo! And Facebook photo contest. Woohoo! What the fuck? But y'all, they do have, if the website, it was working earlier today, and y'all, you can download the costume kit, and it is cow ears and a tail, and I think there's a nose or something also, but you can just scotch tape those to yourself and get you a free combo meal, y'all. And y'all, who doesn't love a complimentary combo meal? I mean, really. So, y'all, if there is a Chick-a-Fil near you and you don't go on Friday, dressed as a cow and get the free Chick-a-Fil combo meal, I am going to be horribly, horribly disappointed in you. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all, did I mention that I missed Teresa in the Seattle's birthday yesterday? Just feel awful about that. Y'all, in fact, I feel like dressing up like a cow. I feel so bad I'm going to dress up like a cow on Friday. Because I'm such a cow for forgetting it. Oh, dear God. Y'all, there are train wrecks, and then there's this one. It was the dope, Big Freddy. I'm telling you, it's the dope. Oh, dear God. Y'all, I didn't tell y'all this, and I meant to tell you yesterday, and I forgot. But y'all, you know, Big Fatty has got the BFO ringtone, and y'all, it's complimentary. And you don't have to dress as a cow to receive that. All you got to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter and say, Big Fatty, I would like to receive the BFO ringtone. Complimentary ringtone, please, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, there are more. I have had a request, and I'm not going to mention who requested it, but someone requested this ringtone.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes. I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Gooch, I lost your email address, so you'll have to send it to me. But anyway, I'm not going to mention who requested that one. And y'all, then there was another person that requested this ringtone.
I'll call him, sir. I'll call him, sir.
Actually, that was Trucker Alex that requested that one, so I sent that one on out to him. Y'all, if y'all would like either one of those ringtones, please don't hesitate to get in touch with Big Fatty. Just send me an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and I'll get them right out to you, y'all. There's no charge, and you don't have to dress up like a cow. So, but y'all, it's been ringtone mania because y'all, I got an e-letter from Tim down there in the Tampa where that Daniel Beaver was over the weekend. By the way, y'all, I was looking at the Twitty and evidently there were issues. There were issues during the visit and evidently Daniel Beaver came back to Columbia early. And y'all, but he didn't do a fucking show on Sunday. I don't get it. So anyway, but Tim down there in the Tampa, He sent me an e-letter, and I'd like to just read this to you for right now. It says, "Hi, Big Fatty. I hope you won't mind me borrowing content. You know, it's the big way. It's the big way. It's the big way. It's the big way. Starring Big Fatty. I hope you don't mind me borrowing content, but I just had to tell you about my new ringtone on my other half's phone." And y'all, I'm just going to stop this e-letter message right now, and I'm going to play you that ringtone. She currently works as a graphic designer. Okay, and y'all, that just says, "Hi, I like to suck cock." Okay, so now that's the ringtone now, y'all. So here we go. That was from Big Fatty's show talking about the Big Brother people. By the way, that debuts on Thursday night. I hope you've got it in your TiVo, because I've told you to watch it. You know, I have commanded it. Y'all, did I mention that I forgot Teresa and the Seattle's birthday yesterday, and I just feel like a cow. But anyway, you see, he's a graphic designer, and I just knew he would love being able to hear your thoughts on the profession over and over and over again. I just finished editing down the file and secretly installed it on as his primary alert. I can't wait until he gets his first call. What a surprise it will be for him to hear your voice coming through his phone. I've attached the file I used to this email for you to enjoy as well, which I just played. Just in case this doesn't go over as well as I think, can you put out the word that I may be looking for a new place to live here in the Tampa area? Lots of love, Tim in Tampa. And y'all, my response to Tim in Tampa was, "Oh dear Gussie, start looking for a nice refrigerated box for a nip-a-nap." So, y'all, I just... I love that ringtone. Yes. Oh, I can just hear that conversation. Oh, Tim, thank you so much for the lovely ringtone that you surprised me with. It went off during a business meeting, and now everybody in the graphic design firm knows that I like to suck cock. Like they didn't know before. I mean, hell, he's married to Tim. I mean, that should tell you something. So anyway, y'all, it's fun with ringtones. And you know, there's always fun. Summer is full of fun little projects and all like that, y'all. And I hope that you'll enjoy that. Now, y'all, speaking of the Big Brother, the Ramble Redhead today sent me, and let's see if I've got it here. First of all, y'all, I got a card on the 4th of July that I thought I would read you. It's these Somi cards. SOMEECARDS. And y'all, and this gets back to the Michael Jackson thing also. Y'all, it all comes together. It may seem like it may seem like a train wreck, and it is. But somehow it all fits, all the pieces somehow fucking fit together. At least in my mind, they do. Okay, at least in my mind. But y'all, I got the 4th of July card that says, and it's a ventriloquist holding the ventriloquist dummy, and the ventriloquist dummy is saying to the ventriloquist, "If you're able to overlook all of Michael Jackson's strange behavior, hopefully you can ease up on some of mine." Y'all, nothing could be truer. So if you think Big Fatty is fucked up, you know, that's fine. But, you know, ease up on me, okay? Because, you know, it's... I don't know where I'm going with that. But I thought it was cute.
Ah, Big Fatty! You didn't take much to make you think, it's cute. Oh...
No, I'm sorry. Tom the Ramble Redhead did not send this to me. It was Trucker Alex that sent this to me. And Tom's going, "Oh, what did I send? What did I send to Big Fatty? Oh, I can't wait to hear what I sent to Big Fatty." You didn't send it. Y'all, that Braden Botcha, that is kind of like gotcha, but it's botcha. he sent me, evidently Braden, you know, a lot of times when these people go into the Big Brother house, they have this sordid past. They have sordid lives. And he, you know, he's a model and a surfer and all that. But y'all, they have found naked pictures of him already out there on the inner tubes when he was in the Dante's Cove. And y'all, he has got a large penis. It is not an erect penis, and it's large when it's not erect, so it's got to be ginormous. And I'll be happy to forward this to you if you would like to see it. Just send me an e-letter to Big Fatty, no, to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com, and I'll forward this to you. But y'all, and there's also this video on Bikini or something like that, My Bikini or something, where he's talking about the ladies. But anyway, y'all, don't send me that because I'll probably throw it up. Y'all, just go and goggle Braden, Braden, Bacha, and y'all, you'll see the naked pictures of him in the Dante's Cove and and all of that. But Trucker Alex made Big Fatty touch himself inappropriately this morning. Ha ha! And that's always a good thing. Let's see if I got anything else in the read on the show thing. Y'all, Naught says that I'm terrible. And I don't know why he said that. I think it was because he sent me pictures of kitties again. And he said, y'all, he sent me pictures of kitties. Let me just back this up here now. Here we go. He sent me, anyway, y'all, there was something else. There was something about sperm. Dear Gussie. There's sperm, and then there's super sperm, many times longer than the minute crustaceans that produce them. Now, evidently, shrimp produce giant sperm that lasts 100 million years. Who knew, y'all? While you're over there goggling about Braden, goggle the giant sperm. And what can I say? Oh, dear God. Y'all, I'm confused. But, y'all, it is the... it's the full moon, so what do you expect? And it's Big Fatty, so what do you expect? And y'all, now I am going to remind you that Big Fatty will be here tomorrow, and in the words of my famous Chinese launderer,
la bicicleta, la autobus.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.